This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A senior Taliban official says a group of Islamic State militants set off an explosion at the entrance to a military hospital in the Afghan capital. He says three women, a child, and three Taliban guards were killed in the blast in Kabul. It was one of the most brazen IS attacks yet since the Taliban took control of Afghanistan in the summer. The spokesperson says the attackers were also killed in the attack. He says Taliban guards prevented them from getting into the hospital and that the attack was over within 15 minutes. At least 12 people have died in Miami, Colombia, after several houses collapsed under a landslide Monday, civil defense officials reported. According to officials, the landslide was caused by heavy rains in the rural town of the Narino municipality. Two homes were destroyed in the tragedy. Municipal authorities reported 11 people were rescued alive in the rubble, two of which are in critical state and are receiving medical assistance. Aid organizations reported that the victims lived in the two houses near that were devastated by the landslide. Rescue teams are sorting through the rubble in the search with an unidentified number of people still unaccounted for. School children take the spotlight this week as the U.S. enters a new phase in COVID-19 vaccinations aimed at curbing deaths, hospitalizations, and more than a year of disrupted education. With authorities promising enough vaccine to protect the nation's 28 million kids ages 5 to 11, pediatricians' offices, pharmacies, hospitals, and schools were poised to begin the shots after the final okay late Tuesday. Many locations planned mass vaccination events in coming days. This is VOA News. Iran said Wednesday it had thwarted an attempt by the U.S. Navy to seize a tanker in the Sea of Oman carrying its oil, state television reported. It gave no details of the date of the incident or the country where the vessel is registered. In the report, which comes amid faltering efforts to revive Iran's nuclear deal with world powers that would see a lifting of U.S. sanctions on its oil exports. The Kremlin Wednesday rejected U.S. President Joe Biden's criticism of President Vladimir Putin for not showing up at the COP26 summit, saying Moscow is serious about climate change. The Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, "We are certainly not minimizing the importance of the event in Glasgow, but Russia's actions are consistent and thoughtful and serious," end quote. Mr. Biden on Tuesday lashed out at Putin for not attending the conference. Peskov said Moscow was well aware of the effects of climate change and was in fact facing more serious challenges than other countries. Over 5 days abroad at two global summits, President Biden showed a new willingness to openly confront China over climate change and its lack of leadership on the global stage. Mr. Biden ended his time at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland Tuesday by chastising Chinese President Xi Jinping for physically skipping the event and failing to make the level of commitments that roughly 100 other nations did to curb greenhouse gases. Xi also avoided the earlier Group of 20 summit in Rome, allowing Biden to dominate the conversation as he met with his French, Italian, British, and German counterparts. The Biden administration Tuesday launched a wide-ranging plan to reduce methane emissions, targeting a potent greenhouse gas that contributes significantly to global warming and packs a stronger short-term punch than even carbon dioxide. The plan was announced as President Biden wraps up a two-day appearance at a United Nations climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland. China is at a special development stage that warrants its current status as the world's biggest emitter of climate damaging fossil fuel pollution, the nation's senior climate negotiator said Tuesday. Xi Zhenzhao, a special climate envoy for China, spoke to reporters at the UN climate summit in Glasgow. As a major climate polluter and as the world's second biggest economy, China has been much talked about but little seen at the summit. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in a gun rights case that could lead to more guns on the streets of New York and Los Angeles. The case also could threaten restrictions on guns in subways, airports, bars, churches, schools, and other places where people gather. Via remote.